And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 368 points. NASDAQ ahead 275. More details at srnnews.com.
As God calls us to serve Him, He calls us to study. Conservative Theological University provides studies on campus and online personalized distant education studies that lead to your certified degree. Earn your associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctorate. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you again for joining the broadcast today. Looking forward to your call-in. You're joining the dialogue and the discussion. We always love to hear from you. Good, bad, or indifferent, where do you stand on the issue today? Is Florida becoming the murder capital of the world by way of abortion? November the 5th of this year, just a few short days away, there will be a vote. On that ballot, you will find six constitutional amendments that are proposed. Now, first of all, let me just simply say with a blanket statement, I object to, I respond by saying no, no, no to any change on our Constitution. So I'm voting no on all six of the amendments. All six of them are proxies for power brokers, for power organizations to take control of your life and my life in the state of Florida. If you want to change a law, go through the legislative process, get it debated on the floor, voted on by the House and the Senate, signed by the governor, then it becomes law. Not by changing the Constitution by fiat, by the power behind it with the dollars that can get it done. We've had over 75 million murders by way of abortion since Roe versus Wade in 1973. After 50 years, the Supreme Court determined that Roe versus Wade, the right to kill babies in the womb, was not constitutional. So my question is, at this juncture, do you believe that murder by way of abortion is a woman's right? When did it become a right for one human being to murder another human being? My Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, that thou shalt not kill. And murder by way of abortion is murder. It's killing. And when do we find that right to say that one person can kill another person and it's okay, that it's constitutional? Ladies and gentlemen, that is not correct. And I am grieved by the fact that we have so many pastors, preachers, teachers, religious leaders, spiritual leaders, and Christians in the pews of our churches where there is silence on these serious moral, ethical, biblical issues. They're not political issues. They're biblical issues. They're constitutional issues that we look at and say, well, this is what we need to do based on the Constitution. I go beyond that. What does the Bible say? How should we respond as Christians? Dr. Davis, take a moment to interject some thoughts. Then we'll take our next caller.
Well, here's one surprising thing for me, and I'm just going to say this. Maybe you'll go ahead and, you know, get Brother Jim on the line. But I thought it was just a few months ago they couldn't define what a woman was.
That's right. You're right.
My gosh, you know, it's very puzzling to me now, all of a sudden. They can say a woman's got a right to do this, a woman's got a right to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But a few months ago, we had a Supreme Court justice.
That's right.
That
this,
couldn't tell you what a woman
this
was.
This now seated.
A couple of days ago, Vice President was here.
Mm-hmm.
And she turned around and said, evidently someone doesn't know how a woman's body works. This is telling me something. Again, we need to examine this language.
That's right.
You see how they are sneaking in things.
It's deceptive. It is a demonic deception.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. If we're not careful, that's what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
We're going to have something in place that we're going to regret ourselves that we ever voted for,
yes,
in the first place.
And Dr. Davis, my thoughts for today, the underpinning motivation for what we're saying now, is to have Christians and conservatives informed that they can make biblically informed decision.
Amen.
We're going to get into the biblical text in a minute as to what Christians ought to do based on the Word of God, what we ought not to do based on the Word of God, and how we should respond in the lead up to this election, especially when it comes to the amendments that we need to vote on. I believe Jim is on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Davis, Dr. Youngblood, my brothers in Christ, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
Gentlemen, you have unpacked a whole lot today. I'll just start out with a simple statement. Darby, hey, brother, love you. But Trump was the first president that actually did attend a Right for Life rally in Washington, D.C., if I recall correctly.
That's right. Correct.
He is a politician, so he's trying to walk the fence. The shameful part is there's a lot of Christian brothers and sisters out here who will vote like you guys have both spoke earlier. This day last year, there's only 260 work days in every given year. So this very day last year, on a mean average there, 323 infants were killed. Mm-hmm. That is a sobering number for just one day. Dr. Davis mentioned Margaret Sanger. This woman was a eugenist. She advocated for the eradication of those that were weak-minded. She advocated for those that were not pure of race, particularly the African race of itself. Or we're all brothers in Adam. That's the way I look at it.
Amen.
But this
Amen.
Woman.
Amen. Wait, you see, when you state of the scripture, Jim, there's one race. It's called the human race.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Well, we're all brothers of Adam and sisters of Adam. You know, what she was advocating was the same thing, and during the same period of the National Socialists on their rise to power in the 1930s Germany, they were proponents of getting rid of the mentally retarded, the mentally ill, gypsies, people that were, you know, and along with the Jewish population as well. So, to me, the biggest lie that they're telling today is reproductive health. You want reproductive health? Abstinence. You want mm-hmm. reproductive health? If you cannot maintain abstinence, birth control.
Mm-hmm.
You murdering an infant in the womb because you had a moment of indiscretion is completely unfair to that unborn life. Those that are complaining the loudest, I notice they have one thing in common. They're all alive today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Jim, you're right. Those that are advocates for abortion, why don't they look back and say, what if my mother had practiced abortion? Would I be here? they've not done retrospective, introspective review of what the condition would be had that been in place for their mothers. And we find today, I've used the term, my wife and I have talked about it, that you find most of these that have had multiple abortions, they're simply using it as birth control. They're using it as a means and a method of covering sin, and as a result of that,
Amen.
They're willing to accept murder to cover sin. Some would call it indiscretion. The Bible calls it sin. And to cover sin, you'll murder, you'll take a human life. And maybe I'm talking to a Christian that's done that. Listen very carefully. It doesn't make any difference the depth of the sin, the breadth of the sin, or the color of the sin. If you please, sin is sin, and God's shed blood through Jesus Christ on the cross can cover all sin. It takes that individual's volitional choice to say, Lord, I have sinned. Forgive me. Come into my heart and save me. I think that a lot of church members need to get saved, and as a result of that, they need to recognize sin, confess sin, repent of sin, and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save them. That's the key to it, I believe, Jim. And I believe it's time that we, I believe it's time we as Christians, as pastors, as conservatives, as patriots, and I'm, maybe some people say, well, he's too hard on pastors. I look at it on the basis as poor grammar, but it makes a point. I are one. I recognize what's happening out there in that field. And I believe it's time, pastor, I believe that pastors in pulpits between now and November the 5th could turn this nation around if they had spiritual spine, spiritual backbone, and enough conviction to stand and speak the truth with love from pulpits across America. I'm talking about across denominational lines. If pastors are not willing to do that, they need to get out of the pulpit, start selling cars, or start selling paintbrushes or something, but get out of the pulpit. If you can't stand for truth and speak the truth about the Word of God. Jim, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
God bless you, and have a wonderful day. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, Dr. Davis.
Good morning, good morning.
I hope I have a blessed weekend. But Jim was dead on point. He said what I was going to say. But I tell you what, just like you said, we have spineless pastors. Mm-hmm. And in my church, you know, you get up and give your testimony. And I was, you know, say about certain things that's happening. And, you know, watching on the wall. I'm not a watching on the wall. But I be saying, look, I said, like the Lord said, it's going to be like birth pains. I said, once I ran, hit Israel, and I'm going to tell you, one of those square rockets going to hit the dome of the rock, and the third temple is going to be built.
Amen.
And now you know it's going to be real close, mm-hmm. real close to the coming of Yahshua.
That's right, close. It's on the horizon. Every morning I wake up, I can say easily without any equivocation, perhaps today. So, Kenneth, the key to it is we need to pray. We need to be prayed up, prepared up, planned up, and ready to be lifted up. And at the same time, while we're still here, we need to be carrying out the work that God's called us to as salt and light. Salt is the preservative. Light is the illuminating factor. And as Christians, we need to be salt and light. And I suggest to everyone listening today, if your pastor is not talking about these issues from the pulpit, ask him why. If he refuses to do so, find a church. Hear me. Find a church where you can get the whole truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and not just the little pablum and the little tidbits of truth. You need the whole truth and nothing but the truth. I believe it is coming from the Word of God, nothing more and nothing less. Kenneth, we've got other callers on the line, but thank you so much for your call today. God bless you, and keep looking up. Thanks. I believe we have Miranda on the line. Miranda, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Oh, hi, Dr. Youngblood. Actually, Jim kind of stole my thunder. I was going to point out the relationship and the correlation between Margaret Sanger and the eugenics movement and Planned Parenthood and with the Nazis in Germany.
Yes.
Because there is that connection. There were some people that felt that, you know, we would be better off to rid ourselves of certain groups of people. Mm-hmm. But one thing I want to point out, these young people that are demonstrating on the campuses right now, I find it ironic. You know, Donald Trump is called a Nazi, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. The people that are demonstrating on the campus are saying the same thing that the Nazi party said to the Jews in the 30s
Absolutely.
And 40s. And I'm like, who is the Nazi here?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of my comment. But anyway, thank you very much.
Well, you know, Miranda, if I can do a little footnote to that, it's what they're called. I'd never heard the term until recently. It's called gaslighting. Gaslighting is saying, it's projecting on you, on others, what you are doing. Now, back less than 100 years ago when we had in our home a wood cook stove, and there was an iron pot and an iron kettle. There was an old say-so, the pot calling the kettle black. Both of them were the same color, black metal, black cast iron, and the pot call. And so we find today the pot calling the kettle black. That is Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and I can go on and on and on. They're saying that, oh, that's a Russiagate. They're Russia involvement. Trump was elected by Russians voting for him, etc. And the same time, we're finding out more every day that what they've said about Trump, they're doing or have done, involved in, and plan to do even as I speak. They're talking about Trump's trying to overthrow the election in 2020 when they're already planning now. 57% of the Democrats in power say that they will not vote to certify Donald Trump if he's elected. So what do you call that but overthrowing, trying to overthrow an election? 57% of the Democrats now in office have said they will not certify Donald Trump, even if he's elected by the people in the United States of America. So what we're finding is the gaslighting. It is calling, this is what you're doing, and they're doing it behind the scenes. We are in a deep, deep, deep pit of demonic deception in the society today. And I said earlier on the broadcast, and talking with someone, it's just been discovered through a whistleblower in the CIA, that the CIA lied to Trump, held back truth from Trump, did not tell Trump what was happening on a national, global level, that the CIA is supposed to keep the president totally informed. They said there were things that he didn't need to know and kept it from him. Now, can you imagine the CIA, the FBI, the DOJ? I call them thugs with badges without any sense of ashamement or any sense of delusion in believing that's not the case. Thugs with badges are ruling America today, not those that we elected by a vote at the booth. So I'm saying to every Christian, every conservative, every patriot, we need to be informed, we need to take a stand, and when it comes to issues like murder by way of abortion, we need to say we're not going to let the Americans' babies be put on the altar of sacrifice to Moloch, as you found in the Old Testament, and the scripture validates that was taking place. We're doing it in a different form today. We're murdering the baby. Some ask the question, Miranda, why? Why are they so dead set on murdering a baby in the womb? Right now, there's a major mega international market for baby parts, body parts. A heart, I understand, goes for about $250,000. An arm or a leg, another $100,000, $150,000. Lungs and livers, $150,000 to $250,000 per organ. And so they're very careful when they're extracting that baby from the mother's womb to make sure they salvage those parts, because there's a global international market by the millions of dollars. It's a money factor, and the Planned Parenthood is not about planning your family. It's about destroying the family. It's mass genocide that we see taking place. So it deserves our prayer, our concern, and our voices being heard in these critical moments of the last days of our nation if we're not careful. Miranda, thank you so much for your call.
Let me add one more thing. I want to point this out. Margaret Sanger, Hillary Clinton, that's one of her most admired people.
Yes, that's right.
She said that publicly. Margaret Sanger is one of her great. She greatly admires Margaret Sanger.
That's right.
Thank you. And,
I can kind of tag on to that. One of the major leaders under the Obama administration, now directing behind the scenes with Joe Biden, is Valerie Jarrett. Valerie Jarrett was a Maoist. She praised Mao as being her major person that she admired and followed after. And that's the kind of people that's leading our nation today. So we need to pray. We need to be very, very careful as Christians to be informed and take a stand on issues, even if it makes somebody riled up and mad. I tell people, I don't care if you get mad. Tell God, don't tell me. I'm going to speak the truth in love and respect your position. If you disagree, you may be wrong. You may be deadly wrong. You may go to hell by being wrong, but you have the privilege of being wrong. But thank you so much for your call today. God bless you. I believe Jose is on the line. Jose, go ahead with the question or comment, please.
I mean, it's just sad to see the way that America is going. But I don't believe it's the entire majority. I believe if they bring this nonsense, the planned killerhood of babies in the mom's womb, the American people, I mean, the people in Florida won't fall for it. I think it's the misguiding, the evil, the vile way the devil misled the people, unfortunately. Because I believe if they present it in black and white, people won't go for it. But you can see the devil in the details. And it's sad to see how many people think that killing an unborn baby in the mother's womb is woman's health care. I mean, how crazy how we become as a nation. This is sickening. Well, let's be honest, brother. We had a so-called Supreme Court justice that she had no clue what a woman is, even though she's a woman. So, I mean, this is the damning down of a nation at the highest level of stupidity. Because, I mean, it's just appalling. And as Christians, we need to speak up and we need to inform our congregation members as to what's going on. You know what I mean? Because it might sound appealing, but the devil is in the warning and the devil is on the details. Let's hope and pray that this nonsense, killing unborn babies has become an industry of billions of dollars.
Yes, absolutely. That's the sad thing.
And it's sad to see that the planned killerhood is pushing for this, and nobody seems to fight against it, you know, especially from churches when we know the truth. So it'll be nice if we keep on praying, and the pastor, the leaders, inform the membership as to what's going on so we don't fall for it. I think that's my comment, brother. Thank you very much. Amen. Have a great weekend.
Jose, thank you so much for your comments and for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, Jose is exactly right. Here's my position. I believe that multitudes in the state of Florida will vote for Amendment 4, and here's why. Because in the preamble to that constitutional amendment, I call it the 90-word summary, is what is required by state law for the state of Florida. But it says that a woman can have an abortion. Listen carefully, I'm paraphrasing. A woman can have an abortion if her health care professional says that it's needed to protect her health. Now, in the state of Florida, you can Google it, DuckDuckGo it, whatever you want to call it. Probably be best anything but Google. But you can research it online and ask the question, what is a health care professional under state regulations in the state of Florida? There's about 160-plus. Your podiatrist is considered a healthcare professional. One that is a tattoo artist is considered a healthcare professional. A dermatologist is your healthcare professional. An assistant to the nurse in the Planned Parenthood office is considered a healthcare professional. So listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. If a healthcare professional, if your tattoo artist signs a certificate saying that the mother's life is in danger, that's a healthcare professional, that woman can have a legal murder by the extracting of that baby from the womb. So that's the deception that this Amendment 4 carries with it. And it's very, very sad and very dangerous that will delude many Christians and conservatives and church members, if you please, into believing it's okay. Dr. Davis, what are some of the texts that warns us about offering our children up to sacrifice to the false gods like Moloch, et cetera, et cetera? Speak to that issue and what the Bible says for a moment.
Well, you know, Dr. Youngblood, I mean, God had it right from the very first beginning.
Mm-hmm.
He always warned his people, even when he was bringing them out of Egypt, not to intermingle with the other people that they were going to come in contact with.
That's right.
Because he didn't want them picking up their ways and their habits.
That's right. The enemies of God, yes.
So this is an age-old problem that's always been around.
That's right.
But what we need to know and understand that the law or biblical law or the word of God is not broken. The people are.
Yes.
And that's the reason why he gave his word in the first beginning, so that sin would be showed up for what it is, and that we could avoid falling into it and falling under the judgment of God.
Right.
So now, again, we come back full circle today because we have wise and crafty politicians that are crafting ambiguous language that if you don't research it to know what it is.
That's right.
You will be voting against the principles of the Bible, the Word of God.
That's right.
Especially if you are a Christian.
That's right. Amen.
So you need to know this. You need to know and understand, again, what it is you are voting for. Because here, we can go all the way back, and I'm just going to list the scriptures out. I'm not going to read them. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 33. Jeremiah 19, 12. And then all the way up to the New Testament, Mark chapter 9, verse 45. God warned the Israelites way back not to sacrifice your children through the fire to Moloch. And here I have one that I was just saving. Exodus chapter 20. This is what God said in the first verse. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, again, thou shalt say to the children of Israel, whosoever he be of the children of Israel or of the strangers that sojourn in Israel, that giveth any of his seed unto Moloch, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stone.
Yes.
God didn't tolerate sin.
God says you murder a baby, you're going to be put to death yourself. That's
Amen.
The bottom line.
Amen.
That was God's order of the society
Amen.
Of the Old Testament, and it is still true today. In fact, God gave through civil government in Genesis, the 9th chapter, of what we have today is called capital punishment. You take one's life, your life's going to be taken. But ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is, I'm looking at a little two or three verses that I made a note of here to call to our recollection. It is called murder. Thou shalt not kill, Exodus 20, verse 13. The Bible says that we should choose life and not death, Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. God's word says that we're created in his image. We're fearfully and wonderfully made, Psalms 139, verse 13 and following. So abortion is not reproductive health. That's the bottom line. abortion is not reproductive health. I don't care what the politician said. I don't care what Kamala Harris said in Jacksonville just a few days ago and Joe Biden down in Tampa. I don't care what they say. I don't care what any other politician may say. The Word of God is the source book for every Christian. The Amen. Word of God is the source book for everyone, whether you embrace it, receive it, accept it, and believe it or not. It is the source book for truth. I'm looking at a headline here, Dr. Davis, which I believe gives an answer to the reason so many Christians will embrace lies from demonic details and will perhaps vote for this demonic Amendment 4. Headline, recent poll results, less than 40% of Americans engage with the Bible.
My.
Less than 40%.
Wow.
So this is the reason we find so many so-called Christians today. This is the reason we find so many moralists today that say that they can go along with it. But the idea is to let's go along to get along. The idea is from the pulpit says we don't want to offend anybody, that we're in the woke culture, the woke generation. It was Franklin Graham that said just a few months ago, progressive Christianity will send people to hell. A progressive Christian is one that accepts culture and accepts what society is doing and embraces that. In fact, I'm looking at a headline that is very, very frightening and sad in relationship to that. It is very, very sad to see. But United Methodist Church, here's an article. United Methodist Church lifts a 40-year ban on gay clergy and LGBTQ wedding. The article says the United Methodist Church has lifted a 40-year-old ban of ordaining gay clergy, a major shift in one of the country's largest denominations, et cetera, et cetera. It goes into the details of how many have left the United Methodist Church in the past 5 years because of the sodomite lifestyle that's being embraced by the churches. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to embrace the sodomite lifestyle, if you're going to embrace the sodomites as pastors, as clergy, as lay people in the church, if you're going to go against the Word of God in that realm, why not just go against the Word of God and murder the baby in the womb?
Amen.
That's the bottom line, Dr.
Amen.
Davis,
Amen.
That I believe we need to look at. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Dr. Youngblood, here's what we need to do. Just like the Word says, 2 Timothy 4, verses 1 through 4 says, preach the Word.
Amen.
Preach it to them whether they want to hear it or not.
That's right.
Be instant in season and out of season. Mm-hmm. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering doctrine.
That's right.
We have to come forth with the unadulterated Word of God.
Yes.
If we want to bring people out of sin, if we want to set free the house of God, the church of God, amen, the body of Jesus Christ today, because we are being bound more and more by sin and the ambiguous stuff that's going on
that's right.
each and every day in our lives, the only thing that's going to set us free is Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Whom the Son set free is free indeed.
That'll preach, brother.
Amen. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted that you've joined us today. Let me wrap up with a quote from a person writing about abortion, and it says this, why abortion is the most egregious sin against mankind. The unborn is the most vulnerable of all mankind. The parents, the abortionists, and the abortion provider deliberately planned the death of the unborn defenseless and innocent baby. A person pays someone to kill the unborn baby. There are multiple principals, the mother, the driver of one that took her to the abortionist, all of the clinic employees, and all persons whom the mother has shared her news with. There's the fifth reason. There are multitudes of victims, the innocent unborn child, the mother, the father, the grandparents, his siblings, his progeny, who will never, ever have the privilege of knowing that individual. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a vast, vast, vast need today for pastors, for Christians, for those that are carrying out the leadership in our churches to stand for truth. And the truth is, God says it's murder. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Amen. Be blessed.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021.